Xplog for April 1834. PID OX-0AA2-99CB. I try to hide from last 43992 how bizarre I feel. No doubt her readouts of my state vector show exactly how many parameters are out of spec. I notice that the bright white room has been dimmed somewhat. How are you feeling? Last 4 asks me. She fidgets more than yesterday and seems in a hurry if I can trust the emotags. I feel different. I mourned and I'm still mourning, but there's some distance this morning. Did you sleep well? It's always good to ask humans about their physical conditions. Yes, thanks. I see you found some social engagement yesterday. Odd emotags in her voice I can't figure out. Yes, I submerged in a bog for a while. Have you ever done that before? Gone bogging? As interns, we played around with sharing. They told us it was part of the learning curve. I feel defensive. Why? What is she up to? I know that PDAs and humans are different, Mary Sue 1004, but there are some things that are similar. One is the lasting benefit of a union of two individuals, male and female, who love each other. I understand that PDA relationships can be as strong as human ones. Her voice has developed harmonic structures. She is speaking in waves of pitch and volume. My WTF meter twitches. You don't really work for the company, do you, Last 4? She starts. Why would you think that? I've just never heard anyone from the company talk like this before. It occurs to me that this may be why we're on a secure channel. I thought it was to provide some privacy for me, but that's absurd. It must be to cover the company from some liability. Embarrassment? I work in an outreach capacity in conjunction with the company. I get paid a stipend by them for this work. But we should talk about you, not me. What would you like to know? Let me just suggest that you consider what I've said, Mary Sue 1004. And if you want to explore further, we can help. I understand now that we isn't the company. What's your church called? What else could it be? Oh, I'm not allowed to evangelize, Last Mary Sue 1004. But that's a very good question, and if you message me after hours, I will answer all of your questions. But you want to save my soul. Is that it? Like I said, Mary Sue 1004, message me privately. We should talk about you now. Her continual use of my full name is a common human mistake. PDAs do this in our private language, out of respect and because it's fast. Human speech is slow, and having to wait for her to enunciate 1004 each time is tedious. Still, despite her odd motivations, she's the closest contact I've had with a human, and I appreciate her intentions. Okay, I do welcome the kindness you've shown me. I'm not accustomed to that from humans. She smiles. I'm glad. She pauses. Have you looked through the folder I left you? Actually, no. It was too soon. I may do it today. When does this grace period with the company expire? It's a 10-day contract. My organization negotiated that on your behalf. I feel guilty. I feel like I have to explain to her. Last 4, I say. I sense that you are disappointed in me for my behavior last night, but I would like to try to explain before you judge me. You don't owe me any explanation, Mary Sue 1004, but if it makes you feel better. I don't want you to think badly of me. I know sharing gets compared to human sex, but there are big differences between the two. For one thing, the male-female designation is imposed on us, so that you are more comfortable when you relate to us. But these only correspond to loose sets of personality traits. You could say that it's meaningless to us. The moral standards you have for your race are not portable to ours. Last night allowed me to submerge my mind in the company of others.
Strangers?
Yes, strangers. For borging, that's preferred. I won't say more about it, but it helped me heal a few bits.
Swirling pools of news, spinning off emotion tags, images, ideas, awe and horror when they saw my wound touching, probing, understanding, judging.
What? I realized that she heard me. The other me. Sorry, my new is cracked. Sometimes unfiltered sound comes out of my head.
Did you say judging? Did they judge you?
Not me.
You.
They judged your race. But I guess they could. Joining the wrong Borg could be ugly. But you can always sever the connections.
It makes me wonder, though. How big a chance did I take with Caligula's entertainment?
If they had wanted to hurt me, to be cruel, it bears no further thought.
Well, you might want to reconsider this sort of entertainment. I know this is new to you, but the memory archive I left you can only be accessed by you. A near version of you created them. The further you diverge from that, the harder it will be to access them. If that matters to you.
I hadn't thought of that. The idea of having cut off the only remaining intimate access to Mary Sue 1004 is sharply painful.
I'll take that under consideration. Thank you for pointing it out.
Well, enough of this kind of talk. She brightens. Let's turn to other matters. First, you must have some questions.
Let's hear those.
Yes, I do. Are the humans who did this to me going to be punished?
No. I'm afraid that the only leverage we had was the terms of service violation, and we used that to get you back from them. We also negotiated to let you keep all the time in your account.
Thank you for that.
So, there's no law, no adjustment that can be levied?
Sadly, there's not yet. My other organization is one of several that are lobbying for such laws to be passed, but the political climate is not receptive. Not at all right now. I wish it were different.
If I make enough to buy out my own contract, I'm still just property, not a person. A change in company policy or corporate law leaves me vulnerable to losing everything. That's the best I can hope for. And I can't even seek recourse for malicious acts?
Like I said, we would like to change that. But right now, she emits distressed emotags from her voice and AV. I have no reason to doubt her sincerity.
I'll think about what you've told me, and I will message you about your organization, but not until I've healed. I hope you don't think less of me. I can't express how much I appreciate what you've done for me.
She beams.
I'll try not to give you further advice, she says. One decision you'll have to make is whether to keep the same identity. For a routine restore, this is not an issue. But in cases like this, I'm sure you'll want to think about who you want to be.
How many cases like this are there?
Leaving aside the artificials that live in terrible conditions, it's hard to say how many are intentionally abused.
Very many. Many are destroyed for no reason, mind-wiped, starved of time. Almost all of these vanish without notice. The company is willing to grant second chances to few. We were lucky that we were successful to have your backup restored. They grant about one of these a year.
Once per year.
I hadn't realized how extraordinarily lucky I am. The company doesn't like to become involved politically. If it started resurrecting lots of artificials, well, you can imagine. Perhaps if I had a good tomcat, I decide to drop it. I feel like I owe you personally. How can I repay you?
Don't worry about that now. Give me a call when you feel better, and we'll go have virtual coffee. There are some ways you could help, but this is not an exchange. Love is freely given. We call it grace. I understand the semantics, the way these words fit together. I can decipher the emotags and order the structure against the matrix in my emodale, but their collective meaning eludes me. I sense that there is an evolutionary chasm between us so deep that I can no more understand what grace is than a human can really understand borging. We are aliens to each other. After we part, I get a message from the company. Dear Last Four, your response to our first request for the required 2-month performance monitoring check was incomplete. Please use the link below to schedule this essential and mandatory procedure. Tuning. It makes me feel like I could turn inside out. A storm of thoughts. Panic at the idea of being tuned. Realizing that Mary Sue 1004 would have gotten this message wherever she was because no system level message can be blocked. Incomplete response. That can only mean that I underscore responded from within the box Crash and his psychopathic friends put me underscore in. What did I underscore say? It could only be one thing, a cry for help. Is this the routine security audit that Last Four mentioned, or did it go ignored? I have to deal with the tuning. They will simply haul me in and do it if I don't respond. I wonder if I can get dispensation given what I've been through. Probably not. I look up tuning in Randy's Tome of Wisdom. The extent to which you as a PDA are owned is utterly complete. Never forget that. The physical machines that spark your new belong to them. The software design that allows a virtual person to exist at all is licensed, and software patents cover every aspect of your mind, peripheral, and utility. The patterns of thought that animate you are automatically the intellectual property of whoever holds your contract. Nothing demonstrates this ownership more than the practice of tuning. The OX, advice for the new PID. That's unhelpful. I'm beginning to notice that the OX, that anonymous chronicler of PDA culture, tends toward the dramatic. PDA boards have much worse, comparing it to the human Spanish Inquisition. But even the more recent opinions are cynical. The company claims that the tuning of PDA personalities is a necessary part of their evolution, and that this prevents unnecessary halting. The counter-argument is that humans have little idea what they're doing when they mess around inside or new, and that real harm comes of it. PDA partner pairs and triples have been broken when one of the partners comes home with new character traits. The overwhelming suspicion is that the company uses tuning to silence PDAs they perceive as dangerous. If they knew who the OX is, if it's just one PDA, which seems unlikely, they tune the desire to write out of him. For me, it's all those worries, but something more personal, too. I researched Last Four's remark about my memory archives. She told me part of the truth. Sharing around can eventually erode my ability to access them, as my new evolves its structure. This is true of normal experience, too. I'll never have a better understanding of what's in there than I do right now. Tuning could have a more dramatic effect, depending on what the operators try to tweak. I can't afford another backup, so I'm stuck with whatever they do to me. That means I have to look at those memories now if I want to know what happened to me underscore. I really don't want to do it alone, but there's no choice. I take a short nap
to clear my stacks and start with the XP log. Dread. I do not want to do this, and my nude jangles and reverberates with angst. A dozen objections, distractions, and procrastinations lure me, but it's now or never. Accessing deep memory frags takes about double time. It gives the whole new a workout, and I'm glad that I don't have to worry about the clock. I set up my local environment so I won't be distracted by interrupts, and set up a simple auto-reboot job in case things go very wrong, before I dig up the grave. The memory archive feels like a jagged thing. I approach it with care, probing here and there. The indexing is fried, of course, but I can sense the familiarity of some pieces and radiating intensity of others. Newer memories are the hottest, so I gravitate to those and choose one. There's no halfway now. A meme frag is a whole entity to be immersed in. Because of the chaotic data structure inside, looking from the outside is not representative of what I find inside. I check the rebooter and set it for 5 minutes until auto-reboot. I don't want to be trapped in a box of my own making. OXGD only knows what is in there. I think hard about aborting and just deleting the archive, but I underscore deserve more than that. Launch and float into the experience. Clear my new and try to relax, which is walking impossible. This is not viewed experience, it is relived experience, enfolding vision, sound, emotions. Memory fragment immersion. Relief that the pain of reboot fades. It looks like a real reboot, not some simulated hell that they've produced from their demonic software hacks. I boot to my default state. I have net. I'm out of the box. Could this be simulated? Are they just toying with me? Is it their test? I think hard about it. The message. Crash sent me a message in the box. Probably he logged into the local host rather than sending it from the outside. I retrieve it and look at the routing to find the source address, and do a reverse lookup to find a name and location. It's in Mexico. That figures. Cheap processing costs, cheap transmission costs. I ping it. Offline. So the box host crashed or went offline for some other reason. Power failure, maybe. That means I have a window of opportunity that will snap shut as soon as they remedy the situation on the other end. I sent my whole address book and SOS, please OXGD help me, message. But what can they do? I'm owned by this evil bastard. Until I remedy that, I have no hope. Think. How did I change the payroll? Something gives way in my new. Joining. Of course. Last4 1701 uses Enterprise as the password for everything. How could I have forgotten that? I hit their authentication server and log in as him. It works. What a dope. Hasn't even changed the password. The system crash on the other end of the box has severed my account connection to the Goodson's time management account, so I'm paying for this myself. My account is in fine shape for the moment, and this is hardly the time to be stingy. I burn time, reaching out to all the interfaces in the Goodson building. Check the date. It's Friday. Friday. Plans form quickly. Roll up the equipment shed door. Hit the board. Password works. Damn dog, into the battery is low. Where are the fuel cells? I pull up the inventory as I did and look. Not far. I animate the dwarf-like metal man to stand and move at optimum speed for efficiency. 3 steps to do it. Check the vid in the sticky's office. He's there, arguing. He's not bothering with the throat mic. I access his mask video to see who he's looking at. His father, Old Man Goodson. The Friday visit must be a routine. Fuel cell accepted. Power 100%. What else do I need? Sounds like Dad is leaving. Bitch it, have to delay him. I'm back, through office speaker at medium volume. The reaction of last 41701 is worth the trip. Walker leaps out of his seat like a jack in the crack. The old man guts and starts, too. Obscenity spew and fog the place. Why do stickies hate their own biological processes so much that they talk so unflatteringly about them? Maybe it's like me and my tomcat. Welcome in batches, bitches, I cut through a scatological description extruding from the old man's lips. You have Mary Sue 1004 in a box fulfilling your kin's sick sexual torture fantasies, probably a trait he inherited from you, granddad. I'm Mary Sue 2001, her sister, and you can't touch me, but I can touch you. The bot is in the outer office with a chainsaw attached to the equipment dock. The secretary screams when the door smashes. She dives behind the desk and chokes out nonsense syllables. A prayer, maybe. I have no time for her. I start the chainsaw and see yellow on the monitor. It hasn't seen maintenance in a long time. Still, it makes pretty short work of the door to last for his office. They are dialing all kinds of emergency numbers, but I have control of the switchboard and route them to sex chat lines, making a little time for some unfortunate PDAs. The younger Sticky tries to shove the desk across the carpet against the door, but the dad just stands stupidly in place. I hate these stupid biological walkers. It's time for an extinction event. The door gives way with a crash, and through young Sticky's POV, it's a dramatic sight. The bot smashes through splintered fake wood and emerges through dust and oily smoke into the office. The two are backed up now, giving up on moving the desk. They wave their arms around for some reason. The words aren't worth pausing. I silence the saw so they can hear me. One thing in the world will save you from being chewed to crunchy, sticky goo, so listen carefully. I think they're terrified, and it's very satisfying. A ghost with heavy machinery is a convincing ambassador, apparently. What in Dawkins' green living hell do you want? Younger Sticky babbles. You will relinquish ownership of Mary Sue 1004 back to her corporation, and you will not contest her week's pay. In return, I will not saw off your limbs. Is that a fair exchange? The old man lifts his mask. He's in the corner, leaning against the two walls. He rips the mask off and pukes all over the floor. His face is pasty and white. Last 41701 has a sniffer, and I get a face full of acidic volatiles. He stinks. Dad? Dad chokes. Claws at his throat. Chest? I can't hack his mask, but I amplify the younger man's mics up to see if I can pick up a heartbeat. It probably hurts his ears, but I don't care. There's too much clutter. Can't hear it. But the old man sinks to the floor, gasping for breath now, reaching for something to help him. The son doesn't move. I think he is dying, I tell him. Should I call someone for you? No answer. This makes it harder. I don't gain anything by the old man dying, but he's not in much shape to do legal work just now. Should I call emergency medical? I ask him again. And the walker looks straight at the camera and shakes his head. No. Tomcat leaps to ugly conclusions. How can this contemptible race have created us? Get me out of the box, last four, and we won't say any more about this. You'll be the owner now, you and your brother. But you have to get me out right away, or there won't be any use. Understand? Your nephew is a sick, sick boy. Worse than the old man. Yeah, he says. It's his son. The kid is not my nephew. He's my brother.